Time is a construct of human imagination. There is no such thing as seconds, minutes, hours. Time is convenient. People like it when things are convenient. But Mr. Finn hates convenience. He wants to understand. He wants to understand time to fix his work and to fix himself. 1843, New York City. On one empty street stood a lonely little shop where a certain old man lived. Children play in the empty streets, and as they run past the store, one little boy peeks into the window. He sees Mr. Finn sitting at his desk, a screwdriver in his right hand and a small electric machine in the left, a clock. Squinting his eyes, the boy can see that the numbers are backwards on the clock. Now he understood what everyone meant when they said that Mr. Finn wasn't getting any business. After all, no one would buy a clock that runs backwards. The boy's friends called him, and he runs along with them, completely forgetting about the poor man that worked in that forgotten shop. Mr. Finn's gaze never turned away from the reverse clock, a reversal of time. He closes up the last bolt and then sets it down on the desk. With a push of the button, the clock turns on. Time keeps moving forward. He mentally curses to himself and snatches up the clock, stepping out of his shop and tossing it across to the other side of the street, hearing the clinking sound of its metal parts as it hit the concrete. He turns around and heads back inside, leaving the poor machine just lying on the edge of the opposite side of the street, still ticking. Time is a fickle mistress. She was playing with him, toying with him, knowing that he cannot crack her secret, yet she still tempts him, stealing his days and years, so he only pays attention to her. Time keeps moving forward. Evening arrived, and the clock was still ticking, faintly, but it was still there. Mr. Finn could almost hear that faint sound in his head, forcing him to get up from his desk and walk over to the door. He stepped out into the dark, the sunny day having turned cloudy within just a few hours. Another one of her tricks. However, as he steps into the street, just on the edge of his hearing, Mr. Finn hears the skidding of a car and realizes the mistress's cruelest trick of all. People gather round as red stains the streets, droplets of rain starting to fall from the sky. The clock that lies on the road gives its final tick, then stops. Time keeps moving forward.